storms. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, we're at 85 in the nation's capital.
At 459.
This is WTOP News. WTOP-FM Washington. WWWTFM Manassas. WTLP-FM Braddock Heights Frederick. This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Brennan Hazelton coming up.
Campus protesters say it's not over. They promise more protests in the months ahead. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Why the city says it shut down the protest when they did at the Wilson Building. I'm John Doman.
Of course, we're talking about George Washington University. Thousands of people in upper northwest D.C. are now under a boil water advisory.
Not a bad day on Wall Street. Dow closed up 172, NASDAQ down 30, S&P off a fraction.
WTOP at 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. There have been more than 40 tornadoes reported in 11 states this week, including three now in Michigan.
The city of Portage in Kalamazoo County was hit especially hard.
We are very grateful and feel blessed that there were absolutely no fatalities.
Mayor Patricia Randall.
We do have over 100 families that have been removed from their houses. The damage is so extensive that people can no longer live there.
There are still about 20,000 people without power. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Millions are now bracing for storms in Tennessee, Missouri, and Kentucky. Chaos at George Washington University today, where police arrested more than 30 protesters while breaking up encampments. Metro D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith.
We began to see an escalation in the volatility of the protests at GW.
She says it started last week when an officer was assaulted. The U.S. is taking action as Israel invades Gaza.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirmed CBS News reporting that the U.S. has put a hold on some weapons deliveries to Israel.
We're going to continue to do what's necessary to ensure that Israel has the means to defend itself. But that said, we are currently reviewing some near-term shipments in the context of unfolding events in Rafah.
CBS's Skylar Henry reports the U.S. has 3,500 bombs on hold. A former interpreter has pleaded guilty to federal charges of stealing $17 million from Dodger star Shohei Ohtani. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Ipe Mizuhara did it to pay off his own gambling debts. Feds say in 2021, Mizuhara began placing sports bets with an illegal bookmaker. Soon after, he began to lose bets and quickly became indebted to the bookmaker. Mizuhara regularly logged into Ohtani's bank account and initiated wire transfers from the account to the bookmaker and his associates as payments.
A major supplier of Boeing 737 MAX planes has been accused of cutting corners at the risk of passenger safety. And now a whistleblower from Spirit AeroSystems is talking to our Chris Van Cleve in a CBS News exclusive.
There's about two or three units that is in the back of your mind that you know that you would never want to fly on.
You think there are planes out there that you wouldn't want to fly on?
But knowing what I know about the 737, it makes me very uncomfortable when I fly on one of them.
The rest of that interview airs tonight on CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell. And former WNBA star Candace Parker has been named president of women's basketball at Adidas. The company says she plans to create a platform to elevate women's sports while overseeing new product lines. Parker was the first woman to have a signature shoe with Adidas in 2010. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
5:03 on Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. 86 in the nation's capital, heading down to the 60s overnight. Good afternoon. I'm Brandon Hazelton.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Top local story this hour. Pro-Palestinian protesters are vowing to carry on after their encampment on the George Washington University campus was taken apart by police early today. Our team coverage starts with WTOP's Dick Iuliano, who has spoken with some of the demonstrators. They're promising more action in the months ahead.
Cleanup operations are underway in University Yard after police ended the encampment in the pre-dawn hours.
They disrupted a very peaceful protest with violence.
Michael, one of the protesters who is not a student, says demonstrations against Israel's war in Gaza will continue.
They can try to shut people up, but I don't think this is the end of the protest.
Another non-student protester, Perry King of Mount Pleasant, says it's critical protesters keep up their efforts.
These disruptive tactics are very essential because if we go demonstrate and then go home peacefully, nothing's going to change.
The university says police ended the protest orderly and safely, and the university is open and operating normally. At GW, Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
The D.C. leaders are saying officers took apart that encampment for a reason. And they add a scheduled House Oversight Committee hearing on the subject today that had been scheduled. I mentioned that had nothing to do with it. Our team coverage continues now with WTOP's John Doman, who's at the Wilson Building.
D.C. police say the decision to clear the encampment was made Monday after days of escalating volatility, including
the assault on the GW police officer, where they took an item from the police officer, and then they also assault the officer.
Executive Assistant Police Chief Jeffrey Carroll.
We also observe indicators within the encampment that would alert us that potentially they're gathering weapons, improvised weapons, and things like that that's there.
Andy says protesters had begun entering into buildings they were not supposed to be in. Now, city leaders are adamant that a hearing led by House Republicans on Capitol Hill did not influence their decision, but Mayor Bowser says what had been an expected grilling today is now off the schedule.
Congressman Comer indicated that he thought our energy today should be on our ongoing operations. I agreed.
At the Wilson Building, John Dome in WTOP News.
The Office for the U.S. Attorney for D.C. tells WTOP none of the more than 30 protesters arrested have been charged. They have gotten citations. George Washington University leaders say local police oversaw what they call an orderly and safe operation. 505, vaping in the hallways, drug use in the bathrooms. Moms and dads at One Montgomery County High School are meeting with school and county leaders, calling for action they say is long overdue. Here's WTOP's Kate Ryan.
English teacher David Gebler has been vocal about the problems at Kennedy High School in Silver Spring, but he wants one thing made clear.
The kids at Kennedy are amazing. They're amazing and they deserve better.
Gebler and Kennedy High School PTSA Vice President Ricky Ribeiro say students tell them they often feel unsafe in the school, and Ribeiro says many avoid the bathrooms. Ribeiro said his alarm went off when he heard from his son and nephew.
And they both were coming home complaining that kids were smoking Percocets in the bathroom. I didn't even know what that was.
Montgomery County School spokesperson Chris Cram sent WTOP an email saying there's, quote, increased vigilance in monitoring doors and bathrooms, and that all schools receive, quote, significant attention and extra support when security has to be addressed. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Now, the Kennedy High PTSA will hold a meeting in about an hour. If you'd like to attend, it'll be in the school cafeteria.
New this afternoon, a large portion of upper northwest D.C. is under a boil water advisory at this hour. D.C. Water says about 4,800 customers are under that advisory from near the Naval Observatory up toward the Maryland line. The reason? A 20-inch water main broke near the intersection of 41st and Morrison Streets in Northwest. D.C. Water says you should not drink or cook with your tap water without first boiling it for 1 minute. Now, the earliest this advisory will be lifted is Friday. D.C. Water says the advisory is because, as we mentioned, of that 20-inch water main break that caused the loss of water pressure. A map of the impacted area and more info about the orders available at WTOP.com. We'll keep you up to date on this story all through the day.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
Some local schools on a list called the New Ivies. I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Patricia Farrick, president of FVC Bank. With me today is Julie Vandervate, CFO of Van Meter Companies. FVC Bank appreciates the long-standing relationship we have with Van Meter Companies.
As a trusted Van Meter partner, FVC Bank is the bank to use. We value our relationship with FVC. They have superior cash management, easy loan processing, and top-notch personal service.
Visit fvcbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's 508.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks. Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Lincolnia, Virginia, rollover crash. Car on its side at the Braddock Road, Lincolnia Road intersection. Most of that intersection still taped off or off limits. And traffic redirected by police. 395 heading into town. A lot of traffic from the 14th Street Bridge towards South Capitol Street. Outbound volume delays near the wharf. and some slight slowing southbound through Arlington and Springfield. The southbound pace in Virginia is not as bad as it often is during rush hours. Certainly a slow one on the Beltway, outer loop from 123 to Gallus Road, Springfield interchange to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Inner loop traffic slows north of 7 near 123 to get across the Legion onto the spur. 66 westbound heavy Beltway to 123. Fairlakes through Centerville, 95 southbound. Sluggish much of the way from Lorton and Woodbridge down past Dale City, but moving at a better clip than last hour. Crashes out of the way near the truck scales and triangle lanes open for a while now. In Maryland and Virginia, again, Beltway traffic is about as heavy as it's going to get, but it could be worse for a Wednesday in May. Volume delays on 495 and north of it on 270 northbound. Heaviest traffic in Gaithersburg, 95 in the BW Parkway. No major incidents Beltway to Beltway. Heavier on the Parkway. Route 50 delay free through Bowie through Annapolis and across the Bay Bridge. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable, never looked so good. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Updated forecast now for you from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
A stray shower or two may pop on radar across southern Maryland moving through the early evening, but we're not expecting a whole lot for the metro area. Better chance for wet weather come very early tomorrow morning into the rush hour commute. This may slow things down just a little bit. Once we get the wet weather out of the way, clouds will slowly begin to part, but depending on how quickly the clouds clear will determine how warm it gets and our chances for storms tomorrow. Right now we're looking at temperatures just in the lower 70s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
For now, warm and a little bit on the breezy side every once in a while. We're at 84 in Manassas, 87 in Frederick, 86 in Metro Center. And we're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour to Jeff Claybaugh.
Singles using dating apps may have limits on what they'll spend. Tinder saw the number of paid users fall for the sixth straight quarter after raising prices last year. Uber lost money last quarter, but has got plenty of business. Uber drivers completed 2.6 billion trips last quarter, 21% more than a year ago. Uber Eats bookings are approaching the number of bookings for Uber rides. Two D.C. area schools make Forbes list of 20 universities it dubs the new Ivies. Schools attracting high-achieving students and graduating employees what they want. Georgetown University and the University of Maryland College Park are considered new Ivies. The Dow finished the day up 172 points, but the S&P 500 index closed little changed and the NASDAQ lost 30 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Who works hard every day to keep energy affordable, reliable, and sustainable for their customers? It's how they deliver more than energy. Learn more at pepco.com/morethanenergy.
Well, coming up on WTOP, those new so-called miracle drugs are making weight loss easier, but it's also pretty easy to regain those pounds. We'll go in depth into the latest research on how to maintain that weight loss. It's 512.
A slow network is no network for business. That's why more choose Comcast Business. And now we're introducing Ultimate Speed for Business, our fastest plans yet. We're up to 12 times faster than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. And existing customers could even get up to triple the speeds at no additional cost. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability and advanced cybersecurity. It's Ultimate Speed from Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Don't miss out on our fastest speed plans yet. Get started with internet and security for $79.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with a qualifying gig bundle. Don't wait. Call 866-704-8957 or go online to ComcastBusiness.com to switch today. In 6/23/24, restrictions apply. New customers only with 300 megabits per second internet and security edge. Equal bill and auto pay required. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast Business 1.25 gig to 100 megabits per second of Verizon 5G Business, AT&T Wireless Broadband, and T-Mobile for Business. Up to 3 times downloads for current essential and standard customers.
Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getFargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Ooh, my.
What was that?
That is business phone bliss with the Ooma Cloud phone system. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Later this hour, as if planning for retirement is not challenging enough, some recent surveys are providing mixed messages on what to do. We'll try to sort it out. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When news is breaking, see it first at 4 with Megan Clark and Victoria Sanchez. Then, what's happening now at 5 and 6 with Scott Newman and Michelle Marsh. 7 News is your breaking news team every night at 4, 5, and 6 p.m.
Washington's top news, WTOP.
Facts matter.
It's 5:15. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Brendan Hazelton. Thanks for being with us.
Weight loss drugs, they're all the rage right now. Thousands of Americans are going on meds such as Ozempic and Wegovy each week to drop a serious number of pounds. Well, they work. Those drugs are very expensive, and there are side effects, and eventually people stop taking them. This is the same problem people have when they go on traditional diets. The weight sneakily comes back on. So now researchers are trying to find solutions.
Betsy McKay covers public health and medicine for the Wall Street Journal. She joined us to talk about what researchers are looking for.
The biggest problem is if you stop taking these drugs or when you go off your diet, when you're trying to maintain your weight, it's very easy to gain it back. Your body thinks it's starving and it says, feed me, feed me, feed me. So the makers of drugs like Wegovy and Zepbound say, look, these are for maintenance. People who are on them may need to be on them forever. So that's one thing. But, you know, a lot of people don't want to be on them or can't afford to be on them. So they and other companies are working on longer term solutions, either like one and done gene therapies, endoscopic procedures, and drugs that are easier to take longer term.
Have the scientists figured out why some people can keep the weight off and others can't?
No, and that's something that is sort of a mystery, right? And there's a very interesting study funded by the National Institutes of Health going on right now in which researchers are first helping people lose weight with diet and exercise. And when they lose about 7% of it, you know, a good amount of weight, then they follow them for a year and they're studying them in real depth, like taking MRIs of their brains, you know, biopsies of their fat and muscle cells, and studying their eating patterns to try to figure out what it is biologically and behaviorally that happens that makes it possible for some people to keep the weight off and others not to be able, because everybody agrees it's more than willpower.
Could a weight maintenance drug end up being even more profitable for drug makers than the weight loss drugs?
Absolutely. I mean, if you just look at the numbers, losing weight is a temporary thing, right? You're losing until you get down to a weight that you want to be at. But maintaining it is a lifelong journey. And there are a lot of people who have been able to do it who say, you're never done. You're always doing this.
It's Betsy McKay again. She covers public health and medicine for the Wall Street Journal.
Top stories we're working on for you right now on WTOP.
A boil water advisory now in effect for much of upper northwest D.C.
Their encampment may be gone, but pro-Palestinian demonstrators at George Washington University tell WTOP they have more protests coming.
Stay with us for full details on these stories in the moments ahead.
It's 5:18. We've got traffic and weather on the 8th and Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
We've got volume delays on the interstates, no big disruptions. Prince William County, you had a couple of crashes earlier in the afternoon near Dale City's truck rest area and also near Triangle. They're on the shoulder and about to get cleared, but sluggish southbound through Woodbridge with the lanes open. Lincolnia, that rollover crash we've been talking about for about an hour at Braddock Road and Lincolnia Road, is still there. Car still on its side and traffic still under police direction. Much of the intersection remains blocked. 66 near the metro area, typical congestion. Expecting a slower ride inbound
through Falls Church this afternoon and early this evening. Well west, eastbound near Marshall in Fauquier County, work zone still has traffic down to single file. Now in Maryland on U.S. Route 50, not too bad heading eastbound. Brief delays near Chevrolet and the Severn River Bridge. Good at the Bay Bridge. Columbia to Ellicott City. Traffic on 29 northbound backed up. A crash near 108. A fire rescue and police response sent. Build a self-care routine at Whole Foods Market. Save 33% on all body care and candles with Prime through May 14th while supplies last. Shop in store or online. Terms apply. I'm Dave Deldine, WTOP Traffic.
And we are joined now live by 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena. Well, it's finally starting to cool down a bit, Mark.
A little bit, yeah. You know, it was a very hot and steamy day across the area, and temperatures still holding steady in the mid-80s. But hey, if you're heading to Nats Park later for the second day of Battle of the Beltways, you should be in good shape. The game will go off without any problems. We do have some shower activity possible, but not till later on tonight, and even that's going to be very isolated in nature. Temperatures to start the game will be in the mid-80s, falling to the upper 70s by the time the game is wrapping up, and tonight falling to the 60s for your overnight lows. And again, a stray chance, for a shower lasting through your morning commute time. And then for tomorrow, a bit of a different story. We're tracking a cold front approaching the area. It's going to tap into a lot of that heat and humidity that we have out there right now, giving us a chance for some strong to severe storms, mainly in the afternoon, lasting through the evening for your Thursday. So you want to make sure you're staying weather aware tomorrow as the storm is moving through. We'll have that potential to produce some damaging winds and even some sizable hail. The tornado threat is very, very low, but it's also not zero either. So again, that's why you want to make sure you're staying weather aware and have multiple ways to be notified if we get put underneath a watch or a warning. This threat wraps up by tomorrow night, and heading into Friday, a few lingering showers but cooler with highs only in the 70s. And right now, heading into the weekend, looking pretty good as well for Mother's Day on Sunday. Temperatures cooler with highs in the 60s, and a chance at a stray shower should be non-severe and pretty isolated in nature as well. You'll want to make sure that you're keeping the rain gear handy, though, if you have any outdoor plans for mom. So right now, your temperatures nice and toasty. 84 downtown, 83 in Arlington, and 87 right now in Silver Spring.
And we're brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Coming up on WTOP.
Get ready for the sound of blockbuster film classics echoing from Bethesda to Baltimore. I'm Jason Fraley.
It's 521.
Logan is running for Senate.
Democrats have a big problem. We're
talking about a margin of one vote, two-term governor leading also Brooks. But Hogan is in a dead heat with David Trone.
David Trone's the only candidate strong enough to beat Larry Hogan.
David listens to people and he fights for what they need.
He believes in opportunities.
And he's willing to fight for working people like us.
He has worked for prescription drug affordability, and I now can get my medication and pay my bills.
David has been an advocate for reproductive freedom from the start.
David's always been about second chances for everyone.
Congressman Trone passed the Second Chance Act.
I think he sees everyone as human beings.
David knows if you want to help students, hire more teachers.
We have a former governor who is running for the party of Trump.
The very rights that I've known my entire life are on the line.
David
is our best shot to defeat Larry Hogan, period.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
74% of all data breaches are due to weak or stolen passwords. Keeper Security Government Cloud Password Manager and Privileged Access Manager is FedRAMP authorized and available in AWS GovCloud. Keeper Security is the only zero-trust, zero-knowledge cybersecurity platform for managing and protecting passwords, passkeys, credentials, and secrets. Keeper's next-gen FedRAMP authorized Privileged Access Management solution protects every employee on every device. To schedule a demo or request a trial, visit keepersecurity.com.
You're listening to WTOP News.
522. Are you ready for retirement? Well, two different surveys tried to answer that question recently, but came up with different answers. One survey found two-thirds of peak boomers, those close to retirement age, are not financially ready, while another survey found two-thirds of workers feel confident they are ready for retirement, but that may be because they haven't run the numbers. So how can you be sure?
If you say, I feel really good, and then you finally go to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, actually, you've got a heart condition, so let's fix it. But we don't know that unless we go to the doctor. And what is going to the doctor in this case? It's running your own retirement numbers, where you can do it anywhere on the web. I just think that people need to at least run these numbers so they can understand what choices they have today. Because if you wait until you're 66 or 68 years old and you retire and you find that, oh my gosh, I don't have enough money, then you're forced back into the job market at a time where you're probably not going to get the job you want.
And that is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The epic music of blockbuster film classics will soon echo throughout Strathmore. WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley speaks to the conductor of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra.
It's really, really wonderful to be able to come here and orchestra play film scores live.
Guest conductor Damon Gupton says the first half of the concert will feature classics from Hollywood's golden age, like Bernard Herrmann's hypnotic score for Vertigo.
It's stunning. It's a beautiful piece of music. I think one of the greatest pieces of film music we've ever had.
The second half features Gen X and millennial hits like John Williams' Jurassic Park.
We have the full grandeur and statement of trumpets, trombones, horns, percussion, even glockenspiel on the entrance into the park. And then when we get a little more reflective, we have some quieter moments, violin, violas, cellos.
The concert is Thursday at Strathmore, North Bethesda, before a pair of Baltimore shows this weekend. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
525, Rob Woodfork is here. Things heating up down at the ballpark for game two tonight.
Yeah, it is a lot hotter today, can confirm. The Nationals won round one of the Beltway Series with the Orioles last night. The Nats can make a statement by completing a two-game sweep that would end Baltimore's streak of 102 straight series without falling on the wrong end of a sweep. Dave Martinez, you got a pretty good team there.
I'm proud of them. I really am, for going out there and playing the game the right way. And that's what we got to do. We got to continue to do that. We got to be consistent in playing the game the way we play. You know, I'm not worried about any other team but the Washington Nationals. You know, that's my concern. So when we come out and play like that, it's fun. If we can continue to do that, it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, it should be fun when the 2-1 Mitchell Parker takes the 6:45 first pitch opposite Kyle Bradish in his second start of the season. The Mystics' home preseason opener, an 83-77 loss to the Minnesota Lynx despite Ariel Atkins' 20-point effort in 24 minutes of play. Just one on the NBA playoff docket tonight, and it's a pretty big one. Knicks Pacers in New York for game two. Reggie Miller in attendance, nearly 29 years to the day. He scored 8 points in 9 seconds in an epic Game 5 performance in Madison.